Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We are back. It's 34 after the hour. Welcome back. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Comes every week by email. And not only do you get a feature article, not only do you get a little motivational article that I call Until Next Time, and you also get the schedule of who's going to be on the show in the coming week. So you get that too, and all that comes to you free on Sunday afternoon, every Sunday. We're now in our fifth year of the newsletter, so check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget all the other things you can do on the website that's also free: archives, articles, Motivational Minute, learn more about our brain trust, including our guest this half hour, Annabelle Dodd.
How are you, Jim?
Hi, Annabelle. Well, I'm not through telling people how wonderful
you are.
I'm sorry
I interrupted you.
No, I was about to tell them how wonderful you are.
Go right ahead.
Never want to interrupt somebody when they're doing that, right?
No, absolutely.
Annabelle Dodd, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the Essential Guide to Telecommunications. She's our telecom expert. She's an adjunct professor at Northeastern University. And she, ladies and gentlemen, she's a cool lady, very smart lady. But I'd have her back on, even if she weren't, but just to be able to say her name. I love her name. Annabelle Dodd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now you can
say
hi.
Thank you, Jim. I like your name, too.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Annabelle, one of the things, we're going to talk about cable versus satellite in a minute, but before we do, I want to get to some news on telecom.
And that news.
I saw something the other day that said AT&T, you know, bless their hearts, AT&T keeps having to redefine itself, aren't they? I mean, it's like they can't decide what they want to be when they grow up. And so, you know, there was a time when AT&T was everything. They were the Bells and the long distance and the whole thing. Then they split off the Bells, and now, and I don't know all the other variations they've gone through, but I read recently that they've decided to not offer local telephone lines. Is that right?
It is, in a way. It is. And the thing that impacted their decision is the fact that there's been a very important court decision recently that is going to raise the rates of their leasing equipment from the local telephone company.
Mm-hmm.
And AT&T has the biggest telephone network in the country, but when you get to the local part, the connections to residential consumers,
right. They
rent equipment from the local phone companies, and renting that equipment is going to go up.
Now, when you say renting equipment, you're talking about the lines, right?
Yeah, the copper line that comes to your house and you plug your phone into.
And when she says rent equipment, she doesn't mean they go down to the store and buy a box and go back and plug it in. You mean the stranded assets that these local companies, the Bells, have.
Right.
They've gone out, they put up the poles, they put up the wire, they've run the wire to the houses. Those are what they call stranded assets or stranded costs that these companies have that if you're going to compete against the local company, you got to pay them for the use of their connection.
Right. And that's going to, and remember, and another factor besides the regulatory issues where leasing those assets is going to go up. The cost of long distance, as we all know, is down to 5-6 cents a minute.
Right.
It used to be, just 7 years ago, it was 25 cents a minute. So profits are being squeezed. And to send a bill, to make a phone call, to do all the marketing to get these very low profit consumer customers is really not a good business case for AT&T. They're going to concentrate on their business customers. But if you have AT&T for your local service, they're not going to kick you off. They're just not going to market to you anymore.
Right, right.
I don't know how much of an effort they'll make to fix your billing errors either. But they are going to go after consumer customers. as they roll, as they're already starting to roll out that new voice over IP or voice over internet protocol technology.
AT&T is going to go after the voice over IP. I didn't know that.
They've already rolled it out in some markets.
I didn't know that.
Consumer band business.
I wondered what they were going to be doing. But the thing is, folks, is that when the phone industry was deregulated, what was it, 96, the Telecom Act of 96?
Well, it was first, the long distance market was deregulated in 1984.
Yeah.
Before that, you called AT&T and you got your phone, your local service, and your long distance. And then, so in 84, you had to call your local company for local service.
Right.
And someone else for long distance. In
96. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to the chronology right after these messages and talk about some more with our good friend Annabelle Dodd, the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Now in its at least third edition. That's the one I have, maybe fourth. 28 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're visiting with our good friend Annabelle Dodd, and she's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Now, Annabelle, I've got the third edition. Is the fourth edition out?
No, I'm working on it.
Working on that one? Okay.
I should be working faster. Don't even bring it up. I feel guilty.
By the way, Annabelle, did you know that on this day in 1957... That was the premier day of American Bandstand?
No.
How about that?
Wow.
You remember seeing reruns of that show, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I personally remember the premiere, but I know you probably, I know you don't, so you probably had to watch the reruns. But anyway, today's the anniversary of the American Bandstand.
He stayed young for a long time, Dick
Clark. He still looks like he's 25.
Yeah.
I hate him.
He must make some plastic surgeon happy.
I hate him. Of course, we're talking about Dick Clark. Annabelle, give us your website, please.
www.dodonline.com.
Dodonline.com. I like that website, too.
Thank you.
What do we find when we get there?
You'll find my newsletters and a link to my book, a description of my book, and a description of my consulting services. And my newsletters talk about important telecommunications issues. I have about 12.
Yeah, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good site if you're trying to understand a little bit more about telecom. And, okay, so we're talking about how the laws have changed with the deregulation and everything. But what happened was when the ultimate deregulation allowed marketing companies to market to individuals without having really all of the infrastructure that you would ordinarily need, but the companies who had paid for that infrastructure deserved to be paid for a toll, basically, right?
Right, a leasing rate.
Exactly. And so what you're saying is the new law made that not as profitable for these sort of what I call marketing companies.
Oh, competitors.
Competitors, right. They didn't.
Why would you say competitors to the incumbents?
Right.
Or in competitive.
Well, the only reason I don't like the word in competitor because it sounds like they're competing on equal footing, and they're really not because they don't have any infrastructure.
Some of them do. According to the FCC statistics, 25% of them offer service over their own facilities.
Okay, good.
But that's mainly to business customers. You're absolutely right on the consumer side.
On the consumer side. But anyway, so what's going to wind up being the resolution of all this? AT&T is going to get out of the residential business.
Yeah.
All right. And
I think what... Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you want my answer? Okay. I think what's going to happen, and it's not happening yet, there's going to be three forms of competition to, you know, the Bell South and the Verizon. One is going to be the cable companies. They're building up their infrastructure to offer that voice over IP telephone service.
That'll be local and long distance?
Yes. And they're going to lease the facilities for long distance from companies like Sprint and MCI if they're still in business. And I know it's a joke. The other form of competition is going to be from wireless companies. About 5 or 6% of people now have dropped their regular landline, their wireline,
right,
in favor of just having cell phones. And that's particularly true in big cities and for people under 25.
Right.
And the third form of competition, and this is something that the local phone companies are themselves getting into. This is that whole using your cable modem or your DSL modem for your voice service, so that the cable modem, those data networks are going to carry voice and data, and that's that whole voice over IP.
Which now, when that happens, will we be able to just not have a phone bill? No phone
You'll
connection?
Still have a phone bill, but it'll be for a different kind of phone service.
Right.
It won't be free.
It'll be voice over IP phone bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, have they got that? Tell us how they've got that perfected. So, because
it's not
what
perfected yet, Jim.
It's not, is it? Yeah.
No.
So why would I use voice over IP if it's not perfected?
Well, some people just are looking for the lowest price service, and if it's a little less quality, or if it doesn't work when you lose your power, or you can't call, you don't get as quality a connection,
right,
when you call 911. People are willing to lose that. Or if you have a second phone line for your teenagers, you say, okay, use that one, and we'll use the good one.
Well, you know, another thing, of course, it doesn't work with everybody, but, you know, this IM technology is really changing the way kids use the phone with each other, isn't it?
Oh, you mean
the way
the
they communicate. No, I'm talking about they use the Internet to do IM instead of making a phone call.
Oh, yeah. The Internet has taken a lot of business away from, long-distance minutes are dropping drastically. There's
and
just
it's not,
lots of them.
It's not just
because, and that's one of the reasons.
It's not just the other things that you mentioned are all competitors to the phone service, but there also are other technologies.
That's a good point, Jim. You're 100% right.
And it's just the way the culture is these days.
I saw a quote from a person that's high up at one of the phone companies, and he said every voicemail every email represents a lost phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite believe that, but email does represent lost phone calls.
I'll tell you what, I think he's not that far off, and then you throw IM on top of that. I mean, even I'm doing IM. I mean, this old dinosaur blasting game is using IM some now.
Jim, you are not a dinosaur.
They don't call me a brontosaurus blasting game for nothing. Stand by. Annabelle Dodd is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. It's 10 till. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Annabelle Dodd. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, 3rd edition. Did I ask you if you have 4th edition out yet? You're working on it. That's what you said.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, working on it. Well, hurry up and get that thing out. We need that.
Okay.
It's available.
I need some pressure, Jim.
Something under a million of copies of these books have been sold, ladies and gentlemen. But I personally know over 125,000 have been sold. So that means that it's a darn good book, and I encourage you to check it out. It's a big book too. Be sure to use both hands when you try to lift it. Annabelle, let's talk about the difference between cable and satellite television. What do we need to know?
Well, the first thing that people are very excited about is that cable is a lot cheaper than, satellite is a lot lower in cost than cable. And a lot more people are buying satellite now, and cable has really never had competition, and
right,
it's about time. They've had huge rate increases the last 5 or 10 years.
Huge rate increases.
So I think it's good for them to be put on notice, get a little more efficient, and get your costs in line, or you're going to lose customers, customers.
And now with satellite, you can get local channels, can't you?
Yeah, that's one reason.
That was one of my objections before. Not that I watched the locals that much, but if you need weather or anything like that, weather alerts or whatever, that's always handy to have.
Oh, yeah. So having the local channels has made a big impact. More and more people are buying it. And the other thing is, the local telephone companies, you know, the Bell South, Verizon, Quest, and SBC are now reselling satellites, so you can get.
They are.
They're starting to. It's probably not available everywhere.
So it's still a satellite. You still have to put up the satellite dish. You still have to have the extra box in your room, right?
Right. With cable. Cable is a landline service. There's a cable to your house.
That's the convenient part about cable is I don't have to have an extra remote, right? And I don't have to have a box. I just hook it up, but I am limited to whatever the cable company wants me to have.
If you have a box with cable company, then you can get digital cable where you can get movies on demand.
Right.
You don't have to watch the movies exactly at only one particular time.
Right.
It's quite expensive. They haven't had a huge. I think maybe under 20% of their customers are getting digital because
digital.
It's so expensive.
How expensive is digital? I don't have it.
I don't know. It's an extra about, I want to say $12. I don't really know,
yeah.
Jim.
And what's the advantage? I mean, is the quality that much better? I guess I haven't seen that.
The quality is a little bit better, but I think the quality on analog cables is pretty good, too. But
yeah.
The digital is better. And the big advantage is that you can get movies on demand. The movies that they let. You can't get.
Okay,
can't
so
get
digital. Digital gives me a little bit of a more options than just the good picture.
Right. And then if you get a special set-top box like a TiVo, you can record television programs.
I'd probably be dangerous with TiVo.
Why?
Because I'd probably record a bunch of stuff, and I'd have like 1,000 hours of stuff I'd recorded to watch, and then I would never have time to watch it.
I know.
I'd probably just become frustrated and, you know, maybe take
but
a hostage.
You host- can also,
might take a hostage or something like that.
I think on some TiVos you can fast forward through commercials.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's pretty cool.
That's what people like.
Yeah, that's
what. Or you can put it on pause.
The advertisers don't like that, though.
Oh, I know. It's
and you know how much we love our advertisers. We got to keep those guys happy.
I know.
So what do you think? What do you have? Do you have cable?
No, that's what I wanted to tell you, that I have very basic cable. It's $10 a month. It just gives me clear reception.
Right.
I have Netflix. We get, and I think, I have a feeling Netflix is taking business away from
this is the movies
cable.
That you can order?
Yes, you go on your computer and you order movies and they come on DVDs.
Yep.
And there are no late fees. You can get their plans for two DVDs a month or three at a time. And they come in a day. When you mail one back, and when they get it, they mail you another one.
Yeah.
They have warehouses all over
and
the country.
If you don't return it, they get over it, right?
Well, you have to return it eventually, but there's no late fees.
If you want another one, but the point is that they don't care when you return it, right?
No, right, exactly. Yeah. They don't care.
So all
and
these
they have
options,
a huge library.
All these options to communicate and to receive information. What a great time to be alive, Annabelle Dodd.
If you don't get too confused with it all.
Well, that's what you and I are here for, Annabelle, to sort all this out for people.
There you go.
Can't you just see the fog mist, the mist clearing for all of our audience now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see
it.
That. Yeah. Annabelle Dodd, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.